Next, I'd like to introduce...
Throw your hands in the air if you're a true player.
This is Sheeman and Shepherd.
That boy is good.
Good and terrible.
You shut your mouth.
I think you two dudes are going to become real homies.
Where do we find these guys?
Oh, man, I hate those guys.
Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Greetings and hello, everybody. It is a Tuesday. We have ourselves a national champion in college football. And just like that, the season that we love to anticipate, talk about, enjoy, it's over! Maybe tomorrow we'll start our countdown to the college football season for the fall of 2020. I'm Craig Sheeman along with Pete Shepherd, Chris on the other side of the glass, and we are good to go. Tuesday, plenty of college football. We will also talk about more about the MLB cheating scandal. It is a red alert Tuesday. We also eagerly await the selection today for Masterpiece Theater. We'll have Wikipedia. Oh, yeah. We got a lot going on here today, as usual. If you want to participate, the phone number is 239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776. That is also the Stony Brook Golf Club text line. Would love your reaction to last night's game. Yes, I stayed up till 12:20 in the morning. Pete Shepherd, how are you?
I'm glowing.
Well, yeah, you called this matchup. The season came to fruition for you.
Did everything, just about. And extra frosting on the cake came earlier this morning as the Georgia Bulldogs once again defy you. And finish fourth, as I said they would in the AP. Actually, said that thought they had a shot at third, but they finished fourth overall.
It does not define
as
me.
Your ceiling collapses. Before, but your ceiling has collapsed again.
It does not defy me.
But regardless,
I'm
yes,
not letting you put words in my mouth.
Well, we have already gone to the tape. We already know what you said. LSU.
With regard to the playoffs, Pete Shepherd, get it right. I'm not letting you get away with it.
Nope.
I had nothing to do with the post championship poll. By the way. Vegas already agrees with me next year. Look who's number five in the odds. Georgia.
Well, when Jake Fromm left, yeah, that's why. If Jake Fromm was there, they'd probably be a little higher. But I don't think they...
Top three if he comes back.
Yeah, exactly. But no, hey, what a win by LSU. So happy for him, not just because I picked them. And I picked the matchup with Clemson. But they were the best team in the country all year. They proved it for a variety of reasons. Mostly, and you cannot tell me... that their schedule and the competition that they played did not come into play, because it did. And even though Clemson got off to a real good start, and special teams-wise, pinning LSU back, not a concern. They jumped out to a 10-point lead, which, as we know in the NFL, it's not that big a deal. In college football, three-touchdown lead really is not that big a deal. We've seen the comebacks too many times, but really – the biggest question out of this whole thing after LSU is, which I think should be a poll question, is who is the greatest college football team of all time? Is this that team? There's only two others I can think of that can in this category, and that's 2001 Miami Hurricanes and the 1995 Nebraska Cornhuskers. So I think we should do a poll with those three teams.
I don't mind that at all. I think that's good. A lot of people are saying that this is the greatest team ever. I cringe a little when I hear that because we're always about now.
I have all the numbers, which I will give you when we can form more of when I give them all the numbers, and you may think differently or you may not think differently.
Well, I know it's certainly the most prolific offense, but again, this is a different day than when, you know, Oklahoma's running the wishbone in the 70s. I don't know that I can comfortably say this is the best team ever. I see the point.
I totally agree.
And I don't think anybody can answer that question until 5-6 years down the line when we've seen what all of these players do at the next level in the NFL, because that's what makes the 2001 Miami Hurricanes so special in my eyes. You look at the starters that they had. But then you look at the backups that they had.
No, like third stringers.
And third stringers that went on to be to be Hall of Famers.
I don't think that's fair to say a college. You have to wait to see how they do with the NFL. I think the Miami Hurricanes still, for me, are
the 2001 Miami Hurricanes is the best I've ever seen.
Yeah, and I agree for a variety.
I have to agree with that. And I don't want to belittle what LSU just did.
No, you can't.
Joe Burrow did things that have never been done before. 60 touchdown passes. I mean, come on. And it's for certain, and Kirk Herbstreit said last night, it's the best offense he's ever seen in 30 years of covering and playing college football. That very well may be right.
Yep.
Absolutely. I'm not going to take away from that.
But you look at it, they won 7 games versus AP top 10 opponents. They won 4 games versus AP top 5 opponents, tied with USC in 67 and Notre Dame in 1943 for the most in the AP poll era. Scored 40-plus points in 12 games, tied for the most in the season in the AP poll. 5 of those games came against AP top 10 teams, most in the season in the AP poll era. They only trailed by double digits once, and that was last night. Then they outscored Clemson 35-8 after that. They became the first team in FBS history to have a 5,000-yard passer, a 1,000-yard rusher, and 2 1,500-yard receivers in the same season. Now, they also allow 21.9 points per game this year, which ranks 32nd in the FBS and 8th in the SEC, even behind Tennessee. And they outscored their opponents by 398 points this year, which was the best in the SEC. However, that ranked 3rd in the FBS behind both Ohio State and Clemson.
Wingman just texts again, did Joe Burrow just have the greatest season of all time? We used to say, and I think you could say this with a straight face, that when Tim Tebow had his final season, it was the greatest all-around statistical year in college football.
Yeah.
Joe Burrow has surpassed that, yes?
You know, it was done so differently. What was so unique about Tebow was once it got to 3rd and 3 or less,
right,
it didn't matter what you did. You could put 11 guys in the box. Tebow was good enough. He was going to get you, maybe it's 2 yards and 2 yards, 3 yards and one. He was going to get that first down. And that was what was so special about those Gator teams with Tebow, was that you can never get him off the field.
Right.
This was so different in that LSU, I don't think they were particularly efficient on third down last night.
Right.
They didn't get in a lot of third downs outside of the first quarter.
Well, the first quarter was tough because they were pinned back in the 2 yard line.
But what I'm saying is the offense was so much more prolific with LSU that, like, short yardage situations, they really didn't mean anything to this team.
No.
And what, 98% scoring rate from inside the red zone? I would believe that have to be, you know, ranked best all time.
They were 4-14 last night on third down. Problem is, Clemson was 1 of 11.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh.
Well, we got a lot of things I want to break down about that game. Probably my favorite picture of the night is Joe Burrow smoking a cigar afterward.
Apparently, somebody said something, and I read this on 2 different sites, that police came into the locker room at one point and said, anyone smoking cigars is subject to arrest.
There's no smoking allowed in the building.
Yeah.
I mean, it was the greatest look of satisfaction I've ever seen on an athlete's face after a win. And it was almost like Shawshank Redemption-ish afterwards, just enjoying freedom afterward. We'll get to all of that. More of your reaction to 239-337-ESPN. But first, it is time for our first Sports Center Rundown. Here's Chris.
All right, we'll get it out of the way. Where is it? LSU defeated Clemson last night to win their 4th national championship in school history. According to Bet Online, Clemson is your favorite to win next year, followed by Bama, Ohio State, LSU, and Georgia. Staying with college football, Houston senior quarterback Derek King said Monday that he's entered the NCAA transfer portal. You remember, King announced after Houston's 4th game of the 2019 season he was going to redshirt, but promised he'd return to the Cougars in 2020.
Yeah, we could get into that a little bit as well. Mm-hmm. All right, so last night, I actually thought the first turning point was, and you alluded to it a moment ago, I mean, they were pinned back, and Brent Venables' defense came out on fire. They were blitzing. Joe Burrow was a little confused at first couple of drives, 3 and outs. But then that first big 52-yarder to Jamar Chase. I mean, Jamar Chase was able to get vertical all night. Moss was able. But I'm Chase going deep and getting vertical, the game changed. I mean, right when LSU tied the game at 7, I think everything changed, and all of a sudden Venables couldn't be as aggressive. I thought that was the first big key of the night.
Well, but then don't forget that, you know, Clemson scored next 10 points. They're up 17-7. But still didn't feel – I mean I still felt LSU was still very much in it. They were still going to win. He got more confidence and more confidence as the game kept going on. I didn't put too much stock in the, and like you said, great defense by Clemson in the first quarter, but they couldn't. I mean, all you have to do is show me one stat in this game. Clemson 1 for 11 on third downs. I tell you, they lost by double digits. I don't have to see anything else. 1 of 11 on third downs, you lose in a game like this. Throughout
yeah, number eight on Clemson, the defensive back who was kind of matched up with Ja'Marr Chase all night, started off the game really well, had a couple nice pass breakups, and then it just – it was like a dam breaking. And Ja'Marr Chase should have had another 40 yards and a touchdown on the end of it. He dropped one that was perfectly thrown. Yep. Absolutely. I mean, I'm not going to eviscerate the kid. He had a great game. What, 216 receiving yards was it?
221.
Mm-hmm.
And two touchdowns.
Yep. Yeah, it had a decent night all in all.
Yeah, Jefferson,
but with that said, it could have been more. And Jefferson with 106, I don't think he caught his first pass until late in the second quarter.
Yeah. It was, you know, Trevor Lawrence had a nice run, a touchdown run. They put him up by 10.
I thought he was going to win the game with his legs starting off. I mean, just running around.
Yeah, but see, that's where I knew. When we brought it up yesterday. If they had to win the game on his legs, they were going to have issues.
And you saw it early on and throughout the game. Clemson did not want to go after number 24 defensive back for LSU, Stingley.
Stingley.
Daryl Stingley Scranton,
right? Scranton,
true freshman.
Yeah, I know.
Watch out, SEC. I know. That kid is a true freshman. He is a playmaker across the board, more so than Delpit, who got a lot of the hoopla this year, who didn't have a great year, but caused the game-clenching fumble, I guess. Yeah. That's what you would call it.
He hits like a truck.
And that's not even where he should be playing. He's more of a center fielder free safety, not a come down and play in the box free safety or strong safety. But you could tell that half of the field was shut off for Clemson.
Right.
They could not go after number 24. They had to go opposite after Boynton. Is that the other cornerback name for LSU, number one? It was a one side of the field. That's the only place Trevor Lawrence could look all night.
I had two problems with the night. There was that play. Was it the LSU running back clearly put his hand out of bounds, but his feet were out of bounds, and they let it go? That led to another scoring drive. It was another miss by the officials, even with the ones upstairs. That shocks me. And the targeting on James Slotsky was BS.
Total BS.
He was making a tackle.
He made a tackle. He hit him in the shoulder pad. And
how do you throw a kid out of a national championship for making a tackle?
Not only throwing him out, but
stopping the game, going back, looking at it and saying, we missed this on the field. It needs to be. I hated that.
I think everybody hated it. Yep. It was rough.
They've done it before, though.
I know. They got to fix it, but and I understand the intent. And you got to understand his intent, too. He was just coming in to make a tackle from the side. And they called him for targeting with the helmet, and they toss him out. Did you guys bounce around at all with the other channels and the ESPN platforms and the coaches' room and all that, the other channels that were carrying the game?
I tried to watch the coaches' room for a little bit.
I did for a second. I switched.
They kept talking over each other.
They were talking over each other. It killed me.
I know on the field. I think it was on ESPN 2 on the sideline, right?
The sideline was good because Dan Orlovsky was phenomenal.
He's good at it. He's so growing on everybody. He's terrific.
He was almost Tony Romo-esque in the way he was able to point out, all right, here's what the quarterback's looking at the line of scrimmage. Here's where the play should go. Did a great job with that. He was on the sideline along with that amino acid guy, whatever his name is. Didn't do anything for me.
Amino acid.
Steve Levy.
Call him the protein.
He's the human protein. But to his credit, he got out of Orlovsky's way and let Orlovsky do what he wanted to do. I thought that was phenomenal.
Oh, man.
And again, another four-hour performance by college football.
Well, you knew that was coming.
I know, but that's always the case.
Longer halftime, too.
Well, they just need to.
Longer delays. There are a couple fake injuries. Clock stoppers. It's like, get up.
Well, it's going to.
3 minutes, though. 3 minutes. I was timing every 3 minutes.
Were you? Did you have a clock on it?
Yeah. From the time the actual injury occurred to the time they talked about it for a minute to the time they went to commercial and came back. It was over 3 minutes a couple of times. But overall.
I'm operating on 2.5 hours sleep. I did first and last again this morning. But I had to stay up and watch a game. I'm sorry. That's what I was talking about.
Could have done it over the phone from your bed.
Just play some sound bites.
Play some sound bites.
Let me interject from time to time.
Sarasota Chartles texting in another big play, the offensive pass interference called on the Clemson touchdown. I thought that was a no flag at best.
Yeah, that was a tough call. That was a tough call. It was grabbing on both sides. Yep.
Yeah, they're grabbing on both sides. So just let them.
Yep.
There was another pass interference, and I'm not going to do the story justice, and I can't remember which way it went. I know the defender had his hand on the back, and he reached around and blocked the pass. I guess he grabbed jersey.
That was early in the game by LSU,
I think. I totally would have let that go.
Yeah, that was.
I mean.
Again, depends what crew is out there, you know.
Yeah.
They don't all call the same thing, but I thought the most egregious one was the tossing that kid for, you know, targeting, which I thought was ridiculous.
The president, first lady, got a nice rounding ovation at the national anthem. That was.
Then Vince Vaughn is, you know, one of the.
Is his career over?
I mean, give me a break.
Vince Vaughn seen hobnobbing with the president, and all the liberal Hollywood types are very upset with him.
So what? Why does that matter? Oh. Why do people care?
Him and Ellen are just terrible. Ellen hanging out with George Bush and Jerry's suite
for
a few months ago.
For being civil to a human being.
But the same sites that are reporting that and how evil it is are the same ones that when Gwyneth Paltrow first met Barack Obama says, I'm speechless. I'm speechless. You're so handsome. But that's okay. That's okay.
Does this mean we won't see repeats of Wedding Crashers on TBS anymore? I love that movie.
So ridiculous.
I got it purchased anyway.
Yeah, so do I.
I'm not saying all right, but
on DVD.
I've got it on disc.
Maybe Blu-ray.
This is where we need a Ricky Gervais again to come out and say, hey, you people are an open. You're all hypocrites in Hollywood. Every single one of you.
Yeah.
Don't ever knock anybody for hobnobbing with any politician or any other celebrity or whatever just because you don't particularly like it, because you all do it. Yeah. A lot worse things.
Let's go to the phones at 239-337-ESPN. It's Big Tuesday, follow the championship. Northwestern Burt is on the phone with Sheeman and Shepherd. Northwestern Burt, how are you?
Hey, Burt. Gentlemen, it's a great day to be alive, I can tell you that.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is, especially in Southwest Florida.
I have one comment to make. I think, I don't know whether you said this or not, but that kid, Stingley?
Yes, yes.
I think he's the only freshman on the first
AP All-American team, yeah.
The All-American.
Yep.
You know, and that guy is a monster. You're actually right.
Yeah.
I just wanted to tune that in.
Yeah.
I hope to see you guys playing poker one night.
Yeah, next Tuesday will be
this upcoming Tuesday will be the third Tuesday of every month.
I'm going to try and make it. Monday is high end all day.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. You might not get a big crowd Tuesday.
We do fine on Tuesday.
Great crowd on Tuesday.
And they have high hand on Tuesdays with us.
Yeah,
really good show.
Yeah, even cash games. It's high hand for the tournament that we're in. And it's high hand cash games all day.
All right, hope to see you there. We are there the third Tuesday every single month. Been doing it for 2.5 years, and we'll see you out there. That's coming up this week, 7 o'clock Tuesday. Out at the dog track, Bonita Beach Road. Come on and see us.
Mm-hmm.
All right, 239-337-ESPN. More of your reaction. Love to hear your reaction from the game last night and whether you think LSU is not only the best this year, are they the greatest of all time? A lot of people are saying that. Are you buying into the hyperbole or is it true?
And I agree with you. It's so hard to compare eras. It's like saying, you know, what team in the 60s could beat the team in the 80s, could beat the team in the 2000s, could beat the team in the 90s. It's very, very difficult. I think if you really look at it on paper, I still think you have to put the 2001 Hurricanes there, but you could certainly make a case for.
So do we want to put specific teams, or should we just put, is the 2019 LSU Tigers, or are they the greatest team of all time?
Can you do this? Can you put 2019 LSU, 2001 Miami, 95 Nebraska, and then other? Can you do four?
Yeah, that'll allow the Notre Dame fans to vote.
Yeah, when they went for the tie.
And Alabama fans.
And Alabama. Oh, that's another issue. So Nick Saban out there yesterday. I like how he's wearing the blue Aflac jacket, the same jacket he wears in his Aflac commercial, out there making money. He was on all the analyst tables for ESPN throughout the day. You could tell that he was a little perturbed, and that he wished, obviously, that Alabama was out there. He wished he was there as a coach and not an analyst.
LSU was out there, yeah.
Yeah.
Can I say something?
Yes.
And I don't want people to say, oh, Chris, Alabama.
No, we only do that to Pete.
Okay.
With the Patriots. Go ahead.
Yeah, your inaccuracies.
Alabama is the second best team in college football this year, right?
This year?
I mean, LSU's toughest test was Alabama in Alabama.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I mean,
with a healthy Tua?
I mean, I think that this year, yeah, with the healthy, obviously, not Mac Jones. Okay, they lost to Auburn. I'm not going to say that. But Alabama, had Tua stayed healthy, I would have liked to seen how that played out in the college football playoff.
Would have been great.
I think that would have been awesome.
Did we already see it? You can throw that pencil at me all day long. I'm sorry. We already saw it, Chris. It was an elimination game.
So what?
Great, Craig.
You
know
what?
You know what, Craig? Awesome. Let's put Oregon in the playoffs, see how they fare. No, let's put Oregon, huh? Quack, quack, quack.
Oklahoma.
Because they haven't lost already. Good grief, Craig.
This is why
makes
you
need... Makes no sense what you say.
It makes sense.
All conferences
I win.
Are,
do you
I'm
realize,
right.
Chris, that when you do this, when we have these arguments like this, and Craig's out of his mind, his hate for Georgia has clouded his judgment so bad. This is why you need. Here's my point. Why you need a playoff? Why you need more teams?
In Craig's eyes,
you need more teams.
In Craig's eyes, any team with a loss in college basketball should then be ineligible to compete for a national championship, right? Because we've seen North Carolina and Duke play. So why do we need to see them play again?
A fourth time?
It's an asinine. It's an asinine argument that you're making.
You're allowed more losses. What are you talking about? You're usually on my side.
Usually, when you make sense,
we don't need. I mean, we already had two blowouts in the three games. There were two of them were blowouts this year.
I'll give you another.
Last
prime
year,
example.
Clemson was a blowout over Notre Dame. The year before, Alabama a blowout over Clemson.
I'm not
Clemson.
I'm not talking about last year.
You don't need more teams.
Yes,
we're good.
You do. You do need more teams.
We're good, so we can have more blowouts.
Because teams like Georgia and Florida can beat teams like Oklahoma, and should have a chance to play. It shouldn't just be those four.
But none of them can beat LSU. And the point is to get a champion.
We got one this year.
We're good.
I didn't make that argument. I didn't say that LSU's not the best. Did I say that?
No, but you
or
want.
Did I say,
no, but it seems like you want a healthy Tua Alabama versus LSU now to settle.
No, what I would have liked to seen is the four best teams compete for the national championship, not the three best teams in Oklahoma because they won a bad conference. That means nothing. It means nothing winning a bad conference.
You never have more than three good teams anyway.
That's absolutely wrong. We had four good teams this year, and I was going to save this till red alert, but I'm going to throw it out there now just to throw it in your face. SEC has accounted for 10 of the last 14 national championships, and outside of Clemson and Ohio State, all of college football accounts for zero.
They played in 14 of 15. The only one they didn't was Oregon, Ohio State. 14 out of 15. So you cannot tell me teams like that people would not want to see, again, Georgia play somebody, Florida play somebody, Auburn back in there, even though they finished 12th. That was a damn good three-loss team. I'm sorry.
Pete,
Oklahoma. And I'll give you another example of what happens. From my own experience, okay? 1987, the year your Hoosiers won it, beating Syracuse, okay?
Yeah.
Providence got lost to Georgetown. I shouldn't say they did beat them once, but they lost to them. They got crushed by them early. Then they beat them at home, sort of late. Then they got killed by them in the Big East tournament in the semifinals. Had to play them again in the regional final, and PC blew them out. It's countless examples of teams that lose to it. NC State, back in '83, what they did, they had a hard time they had to win the ACC tournament just to qualify and win the national championship. More teams are needed. I'm sorry. More teams are needed in college football. You've proven my point by these arguments because you claim there's no second chance. No second chance.
It's football. We only have 12 games. It's not college basketball. We've got 35 games.
You need more. I'm not saying college basketball. You need more.
Saying.
You need more teams. Yes, you do.
So, Sarasota Charles.
Everybody else does.
Sarasota Charles says more teams mean more blowouts. Craig is still right.
It does not mean that. How do you agree with
them? I have never been more steadfast in an argument in my entire career.
Some people agree with you. A lot of people don't agree with you.
Most people do. And those that don't.
Most people.
Those that don't are wrong.
Tell me who's most people.
Those that don't are wrong. I'm drawing my line in the sand in this argument more than any other argument I've made in 35 years of sports talk radio.
You're wrong, and it'll be expanded whether you like it or not. It's only a matter of time. It will be expanded.
It's not happening. Nobody's talking about it.
Of course they're expanding it. They may take it 3 more years, but I'll do a quadruple sandwich bet for life with you every hour on the hour that at some point in our lifetime, unless we die today, that there will be expansion to college football. Are you going to deny that?
No. I don't think there is anymore. Nobody's talking about
it. Oh, stop it. Everybody's talking about it.
When you've got two of the three playoff games were blowouts, there's no need for it.
Yes, there is a need for it.
We've a champion. It's over.
It proves the fact that conference champions like Oklahoma don't necessarily deserve to be in the top four.
Because we couldn't get four good teams.
They could still be in the playoff.
So hold on one second.
Not with four teams.
Like next year. Yeah. I believe it's next year. Maybe it's 2 years down the road. Georgia and Alabama play each other in the regular season.
Yeah.
Great game. Great matchup, right?
Yeah. What? How early in the year?
The schedule's not out yet, Craig.
Okay. All right.
I don't know the answer to that question. But the loser of that game is not eliminated from the SEC championship. It'd be one loss if they go on and win every game in their side of the SEC. So are you saying that the loser of that game should not have the opportunity to compete for an SEC championship? That is what you're saying. Okay, I just wanted to make sure that...
First of all...
That's what Georgia did this year.
As a matter of fact, the game should matter a hell of a lot. Yes. Yes. It should mean something. But you can't point blank say if one team loses to the other on September 30th, and then the other team that won ends up losing two later. You can't make that statement. I was just playing along how the schedule was going along this year, and I eliminated Georgia, and I was correct.
No, you weren't correct.
How am I not correct? Do you understand?
You lost.
Georgia did
you
not
lost.
Play in the
you
playoffs.
Lost.
They were out.
Lost.
They were fifth. They lose. I'm sorry.
No, they're not.
Do you not?
I see the AP poll today.
Tell me the score of the Georgia playoff game.
Your quote was,
I don't remember.
When they lost to South Carolina, you said they would never have a shot if they won.
You
said if they won.
I was correct.
You can yell till your head explodes. Doesn't matter to me. You're wrong.
How am I wrong? Okay, give me the playoff game. Tell me. I'm going
to
bull rush you like you do other people when you talk. I'm talking over you. Tell me the playoff game. Tell me right now, Pete Shepard. What was the playoff game that Georgia was in? Because I seem to have missed it. Go ahead, tell me. Go ahead.
I am going.
Go ahead.
I'm going.
Go ahead, tell me. I'm going to Pete Shepard. Go ahead, tell me. Name the playoff game that Georgia was in because I seem to have missed it.
Every game after the South Carolina loss was a playoff game. And they won them all except for one, which was the SEC championship, which you said they had no business getting back into. I told you when they lost to South Carolina that if they won out, they would be in the SEC championship and would still have a great chance. You said no. And that was on tape. We already played it back.
But I turned out to be right. Georgia didn't make the playoffs because they lost the SEC championship game. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I know that. But you
that's all I said.
No, you said they wouldn't. You said that they wouldn't even get there if they won out. Please. I mean, they finished fourth in the Latin. The AP poll came out this morning. Guess what? 1, 2, 3, 4. There's Georgia at 4. Your ceiling was at 5. 4. That's what you said on tape.
5 going into the playoffs.
We played it back already twice.
Talking about the playoffs, for God's sakes.
Oh, it's not what you said. Your ceiling was 5.
The 5 to get in the playoffs. I don't know if you know this or not.
Go
only
Dogs.
4 get in because it wisely is a 4-team playoff. Not that 8, is, not 6, not 18.
It is not wisely a 4-team playoff because when you have a team like Oklahoma gets blown out, that you know damn well, even Oregon would put up a better game than that. Florida would have put up a better game than that. Probably Baylor would have put up a better game than that. That was you need more teams. It's going to happen.
If those teams you mentioned had just won one or two more games during regular season, they would have their chance. But they didn't. They lost. They were eliminated.
Why did they do it in the lower divisions? Why is FBS the only one that doesn't do it? Why is it so popular in other division 2, 3?
How popular is it?
Very popular.
How many playoff games did you watch this year?
One.
Zero.
And what?
Zero.
I watched one. I talked to you yesterday about the national championship between James Madison and North Dakota State.
So you didn't watch the first round in November?
No. I was busy, but I was following along on my app.
Okay.
I didn't watch any of it. That's not the point. Well,
you tell me how popular it is. You didn't watch any.
In Division One, it would be popular. Are you kidding me? Those matchups that we named time and time again.
Do you know where the championship game was?
Absolutely. Yeah, it was North Dakota State and
where?
James Madison.
Don't know.
Frisco, Texas.
How about that?
Isn't that where the bowl game that canceled it?
Former home of the Bahama Bowl or something. Like
no, that would be the Bahamas.
Well, didn't it move?
The Bahama Bowl?
I thought they moved a bowl to Frisco, Texas 2 years ago.
No, the Makers wanted Bahama Bowl. Remember, we watched it? We watched it at the City of Palms tournament this year.
I thought they moved a bowl in a really nice location to Frisco, Texas.
No, I think you're right.
Why.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
I can find
Maybe there was two bowls in the Bahamas. All right. I need a breather.
No, just one.
Coming up, Red Alert next hour. Also, Wikipedia, Master Pete Theater.
Craig's blood pressure.
I need to calm down. I've been up since 2.
It was the Tropical Smoothie Cafe Frisco Bowl. Kent State defeated Utah State 51-41. Hit the over.
Yeah.
The Bahamas Bowl was Buffalo and Charlotte. Buffs 31-9 over the Niners.
I think it was one of my bowl locks.
No, that was, we watched that. We had something on that game.
Oh, we did. Yeah, we had it on Buffalo, minus 7.
We were
7.
At the basketball game.
That's right. Minus 7 that day, if I remember correctly. Another winner.
Good job
by you last night on your Pacer pick.
Thank you, everybody. 4-2 year to date. I got another winner tonight.
As do I. I'm back in the swing of it. Did my number crunching. Now my throat hurts because I imitated Pete Shepard screaming at me.
I've never screamed at you that way. It's very hurtful.
Not about anything not Patriot related.
All right, more of this.
Which is never logical.
99.3 ESPN. It's all personal. And the 99.3.
I'm offended by the whole show.
ESPN out.
Follow the guys on Twitter at PSHAP326 and at Craig ESPN. This is Sheeman and Shepard on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Sheeman and Shepard, 99.3 ESPN.
Oh, so fitting, this song. Great Billy Joel. Remember the title of this one, Craig?
I do not at the moment.
The Angry Young Man. Great song.
Another overrated artist.
Oh!
Billy Joel?
I don't like him that much. Put you in a headlock and noogie you until you beg for mercy.
That's all right. I'm not going to knock him. I just don't care.
Are you crazy?
I don't like his music.
Do you guys want a Frosty?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, why?
I got Frosties.
How do you have Frosties?
I got Frosties.
Did they just get delivered?
Yeah.
I could use one on my throat after screaming at Pete the first segment.
I don't have a spoon, so you're going to have to drink it.
All right, that's fine.
You've done worse for a Frosty, haven't you?
No, what does that mean?
I don't know.
A lot of text, mixed reaction to our opening discussion. 239-337-ESPN. Matt Hungarian says, oh, Lord, go dogs. My man Otis texting in. Wow, you guys. Poet says, Craig is right. Put it on the poll, damn it. Soup says Craig making bleep up again.
Yeah,
he said
that.
If they went out, they wouldn't have made it. Let's see here. There's more. Matt says Craig on 2 hours of sleep is fun and a little crazy. 19-year-old Flash says, if we were to expand to 8 teams, do we really have to argue over 5 teams who deserve the 8th seed? I agree with Craig. Matt Hungarian says, give him a horse laxative or some Xanax.
Dolphins. Is that a Seinfeld reference?
No, not at all.
Horse laxative.
Yeah, it's a tranquilizer.
Yeah.
Basically.
It's a big, heavy one. It would kill a human.
Yeah.
I thought a laxative was something to get your sphincter loosened up.
Yeah, it is.
Matt Hungarian, or I'm sorry, Dolphins Nostalgist says, now this is the radio station I want to listen to. Love the conflict.
Sports.
Impressed by Pete says Craig's cranky. He needs a nap. 6'3" says loud noises in capital letters. 239 says OMG, today's show is a train wreck.
No, it's not.
It's right crazy. On point. Great start.
Anyway, it goes on and on and on. I can continue to read.
There's another. I'm going to just pivot real quick out of sports, real quick here, because we haven't, as usual, the snot rags in Hollywood don't get it. And this guy, Matthew Berry, who does an ESPN fantasy show on ESPN Plus,
yeah,
had a great tweet. Completely biased tweet that folks will hate. But the Russo brothers should have gotten an Oscar for Best Director. I don't think people have any idea the complexity and incredible achievement they accomplished with Endgame. Dramatic, funny, heartfelt action. What more is a director to do?
Got me to cry.
Absolutely right.
Which director was that?
The Russo brothers for Avengers.
Avengers for
Endgame.
Yeah. When Iron Man bit it.
Shh.
Yeah. Spoiler alert.
Yeah.
It's only been out for 6 months.
He was just taking a nap.
Sorry, no, that came out in May, didn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Seen a trailer for Black Widow last night?
I did. Yeah. Yeah, yeah I did. I don't know who that guy is.
Do you remember when I told you guys the new trailer came out 2 weeks ago?
Yeah.
That's the one I saw online.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, so I must have got some sort of sneak peek online before they showed it
on TV last night. No, that was the second one, but you're right. I'd say about 75% of the footage they showed last night was in the first one.
Okay.
There were a couple of little extra blurbs.
It looks good. I'll go see it.
Yeah, I just want to know when that timeline is. Because she dies in Endgame. Oops!
What?
So it had to happen somewhere between whatever.
Well, it's before Iron Man and... After Captain America or after Captain Marvel.
Yeah. Now, the dude from Stranger Things who's in there,
yes.
Is he her dad or is he her sister's lover?
I don't know. I don't know. I know the sister is the one that is, what's her name? Her last name is Plug. Or she's starring in You this year. She was fantastic. And she got an Oscar nomination for Little Women as well. Yeah. So she's
Little Women or Little Woman?
I think it's Little Women.
Mm.
Whatever it is, it's one of my wife's favorites. That was like what her favorite book is as a little girl. She likes that whole Little Woman, Little Women thing.
You know, my wife, when there was that trend about 10 years ago, would we say 10 years ago? Maybe a little less than 10 years ago. All these books getting made into movies, right?
Right.
You know, a lot of Hunger Games, the trilogy. There were a few of those trilogies.
Harry Potter.
My wife was kind of all like, hey, these are our thing. We like these movies that were made from books. Like, let's go see this one with Mark Wahlberg. I said, I love Marky Mark. Let's go check it out.
Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch? It's
called The Lovely Bones. Did you ever see The Lovely Bones?
The Lovely Bones?
What was that about?
Oh, a girl that goes... it was one of the worst things. I got up and left in the middle of it.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. Mark Wahlberg, by the way, he's doing another movie for the Marvel side. He's playing some kind of hero. And he was already ripped to begin with.
Yeah.
But apparently the movie studio paid for people to be around him for 6 months to work him out, train him, and feed him. And he is like quadruple ripped now for whatever this superhero movie is. I wish I had more information because I can't remember. Mm,
it's all right. Black Widow takes place after the events of Civil War, so before Infinity War. Okay, that's what I was thinking. It would have to be after the Civil War movie, which was technically a Captain America movie, but...
It was a cat, but it more like it felt like an Avengers.
Mr. Negative says Black Widow opening night texture party at the movies.
Maybe.
Not a bad idea.
Maybe.
That'd be fun. All right.
I am making my plans for the Ballpark Festival of Beer next weekend.
Yep.
We're giving away tickets during Wikipedia later on. I've been to that event. It's a nice event.
It's a great event.
Yeah.
It's so much fun.
I like people who roll in there with limos ready to go to get their serious drink on and...
Yeah, I Uber.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, you have
absolutely.
I think.
You Uber, you get a piece of string, tie some pretzels to it, and you got some carbs to have.
Tie a string to some pretzels on it? What?
Yeah.
Talk to me.
It's like a pretzel necklace.
Really?
Yeah. So you got pretzels at all times, a nice salty snack while you're drinking beer.
Why can't I just carry it in a napkin or something?
But you carry a bag.
I don't know. It's a thing out there. Get a pretzel necklace.
Oh, you buy a pretzel? Really?
Yeah.
I mean, pretzels with beer is just dynamite.
It's a nice combo, right? The salty with the,
Recall seeing that when I was there.
Oh. I don't remember that either.
No,
I went 2 years ago. I didn't go last year.
This is the 15th annual. I want to say I've been to about a third of these. Five.
I was just doing the math on your 21st birthday. Yeah. Okay, you're cool. You're good.
Checks out.
I'm sure he snuck in before his 21st birthday.
Right. No, they're pretty good about checking IDs there.
I know. Well, because you still look like you're 12, so.
I do.
You got a new haircut, I see.
I do, yeah. I'm going
Billy Idol. You're going Billy Idol on
us. I'm going for a mullet right now, yeah.
Well, here's the deal.
The front mullet?
It looks tighter on the side of the back, but it actually looks longer on the top.
Well,
you're
that's
all poofed out today.
Yeah,
really poofed
there's
out.
There's a poof there, but no, it's growing in the back.
You look like Ivan Drago.
Is that mousse?
No, it's a paste.
It's air dry.
He's got
there's product
gel
in here. Absolutely, there's product in here.
Please, it's very Billy Idol esque.
A little bit.
I am not a hipster, Jason from Naples. Stop
hippie.
It. Get out of here.
Is hipster short for hippie or
no,
somebody that's hip?
No, it's like a. It would be more towards the hip side of things, but in a very...
Like Kramer, remember you hipster doofus.
Over the top.
Yeah.
All right, very good.
Skinny jeans.
Designer skinny
six
jeans?
Designer skinny jeans, exactly.
God, 6'3" says, last year I had my wife's phone number tied to a piece of string on my belt loop so I could find my way home.
Nice.
That's awesome.
Very good.
Gator Nation, I went 2 years ago and felt left out by the insane amount of people with pretzel necklaces.
Told you, it's a thing. Hmm. The pretzel necklace.
Okay.
It's a must.
Well, you also like to drink on an empty stomach, so the pretzel helps out there.
I do.
Yeah.
I do.
Oh, I didn't update our tally from yesterday. I think I already threw out our list from drinking over the weekend. I'll go get it. I know where it,
it
is.
It was
mine was 5.
18.
You were 5.
You were 18, 5, and 1. Or I got credit for 2.
Yeah, we gave you 2.
Gave you 2 for your big 18, glass 5. Of beer.
I'll give you 3 for all I care.
22 ounces?
Yeah, sure, whatever.
That's not really 3, Chris.
Well, they make those small cans now.
Half cans?
The small bottles?
Yeah.
Have you seen those?
They got the mini small cans at Coors Light.
Oh, do they?
It's like 8 ounces.
You grab one, and it looks like you're an NBA player because your hand is so big.
There you
but
go.
It's 8 ounces, not 12.
I could crush one of those.
Headline from the Detroit Free Press, 1 minute ago. Now write this down. For Michigan football to win national title, it must capture LSU magic. Headline.
They're not even in the same planet. Just work on
you
your division
about?
Of the Big Ten.
Abracadabra. Boom.
I mean, there's some there.
Well, you can say that about every.
No.
They are not allowed
to have a conversation about a national title. They got to work on their division of the Big Ten Conference first.
But like I said, that headline you could apply to a bunch of teams.
Well, some are more legitimate than others, right?
Well, you sucked me into picking them.
Like
this year.
I would concede, Georgia is closer to that conversation than Michigan.
Well, yeah.
By a lot.
They're the fourth best team in the country.
Mighty kind of you to concede that.
Thank you. Thank you.
The team that finished fourth is better than the team that didn't score in the second half of their bowl game.
Yeah. Craig Wright again. All right. Coming up, Red Alert next hour. We have Sound Street post-game reaction from last night, LSU and Clemson. Later on, we're going to dive back into more of the Astros problems and how it affects the rest of baseball. It's a mess. All that coming up. Scheman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Taking a cruise through all the sound.
But they're not going to rook us.
Don't you ever talk about me!
Who was talking about you?
Come after me! I'm a man! I'm 40!
I can say anything I want. That's the beauty of this country.
I'm not laughing about it. You think this is funny? I take this serious.
It's time for
Sound Street on Scheman and Shepherd.
Sadly, college football is over. LSU wins the Natty over Clemson last night. Here's your final call on the LSU Radio Network.
LSU will snap it one more time. 32 seconds. Joe Burrow, again, the snap, the knee, and the Tigers of LSU, a team of destiny and a team for ages, celebrate on the field here tonight in New Orleans inside the Superdome. Capturing the national title and snapping a 29-game win streak for Dabo Swinney and Clemson.
And afterward, Joe Burrow, who I've now named Joe Cool 2.0, for those of you who remember Joe Montana, says it hasn't sunk in yet.
You talked so much about this incredible season that you weren't reflecting yet, that you were going to do it when it was over. Is it starting to set in what you've accomplished?
Not yet. We're still celebrating. Give us a couple days. You know, we got tonight, we got the rest of this week. You know, we're going to enjoy this one. This, a lot of work was put into this that nobody ever saw. Saturdays, Sundays, 7 days a week for 12 months. This is special.
It was special. I loved the photo of him smoking the cigar.
Oh, it was fantastic.
Fantastic.
Absolutely.
Here's
more
it.
Special because I picked it.
Well, you did. Ed Ogeron, all year long, the Tigers just took it 1 week at a time.
I talked to the team about the focus all week was just beat Clemson, not thinking the magnitude of, hey, we're going to win the national championship, what's going to happen, all that. So our focus was, and the guys just followed it, man. Our focus has been one game at a time, one day at a time. And our guys did a tremendous job. Now I think that, you know, this team is going to be mentioned as one of the greatest teams in college football history, 15-0, one of the greatest teams in LSU history, led by some of the greatest players. Give them all the credit. But, you know, that's for you guys to decide. We're national champs. Well, we're 15-0. Whether we mention as one of the greatest teams or not, that doesn't matter to me. I think that we're going to get to work. We'll go to class on Wednesday. We'll start working on next year.
After imitating him this morning on First and Last and screaming at Pete last hour, I can no longer do my Ed Ogeron voice today. Maybe tomorrow.
I could, but it's been done. He also had a great, maybe we'll play it later, what he's doing and what he did after the game last night and talked about going out for a ham sandwich.
I think he likes our sandwich bets.
Yeah, he does. Yeah.
All right, here's Trevor Lawrence. He's never lost before.
It sucks. It's just, I think the worst thing is you don't get to go back and play with this group. So that's, for me, that's the worst thing, you know, just those seniors, especially the guys up front, you know, some of the wideouts. It's just going to, you know, we're going to be fine. We'll be back. But it just sucks not getting to finish the way you wanted to with those guys.
And here's Dabo Swinney. Just wasn't his team's night.
Tonight was all about LSU. What an unbelievable game. You know, we had an opportunity there in the third quarter. I loved how we responded and got the ball back with a 3-point lead. And we just couldn't quite put enough plays together. You know, it's probably the worst we've been on third down in a long time. We had opportunities on third down, but we just didn't convert and give them credit.
All right, there's Dabo. We'll continue to put a bow on it. We've got 3 more hours to talk about it. 1 hour in the books. We'll get into the baseball controversy as well with the Astros. I have an NFL list for you. Red Alert, Masterpiece Theater, Wikipedia. We're loaded. It's a Tuesday, and 2 chances to win $1,000 with the Sheeman & Shepherd Cash Grab. Your next chance is 1 hour from now. Sheeman & Shepherd, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.